also remember is stay clean, wash your hands, and be healthy. What we're going to be talking about today is, well, let's see, what's for me, like, well, I started roller skating yesterday, and it was so fun. I have the old ones, not the inline skaters, and I started to do some tricks, so I hope if anyone has, like, cool tricks that I want to tell me, please. Have a little break now. And we're back. So today we are gonna, how I was talking about sport. Sport's interesting. It's like, I think it may have been the first inventive thing because people started running and throwing stones. So maybe like that ball throwing game, I don't know what it's called. Came from throwing rocks in the dinosaur age or something, I don't know. But I'm thinking sport, it started like a long time ago. So if we ever find out why and how, I know everyone's gonna say Olympics, but I mean, what if sport came from what if it's like ancient, like not like Caesar time, like time from like, I don't, like dinosaurs, maybe they started sport, I don't know. I'll try to find out. And if, what's your favorite ice cream flavor? Tell me. Sounds delicious. My favorite ones are dark chocolate, strawberry, mango, maracuja. They're the best. I don't like... Okay, nice. And I really also like being creative. Like, I just like having, like, time to just think, you know. Think of magically amazing things that could happen. Like, if, and then you can just like think of that while being creative. You'll just like draw a picture and then say like to your parents or to yourself, hey, I made that with my own imagination and my creativity. So you should just know. It doesn't have to be perfect. It has to come out of your soul. I know it sounds weird, but it does. It does. And if any one of you have had like big dreams, I bet you do. I do too. Make them come true. Try it. Try it. Maybe you'll find some way or start like having a little jar, like a big jar of like from a cocktail or something, from like a Campari or something like that. And put like money in it every day from like tips you get if you want. That's what I did. My dad did that for me. So I'm starting to also have a little bit of money so I could try and I can have another trip to Fantasialand that's in Cologne. Yeah. So, and maybe Disneyland. I know, I'm just a kid, but I mean, I'm just thinking, what will it be like if phones take over? I think, maybe, there'll be no humanity left. There will be no one left. Except phones and robots. But I don't think people really want robots walking around. So let's just try and ignore all of that Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram. I mean, if you had use it for work, then I understand. But don't use it all the time because you will have bad eyesight and phones will maybe take over. I know it sounds weird, but I just mean... sometimes me and my friend go into the park and it's so fun because sometimes we see like little kids and stuff and it reminds us of like how we used to be small. And we had like once a secret hideout like 2 days ago, and our teacher was looking for us while we had PE in the park. That and the rest of it's private. And I also am starting to get really into anime drawing. I've tried that my grandma has done it, and she's saying, like, oh no, it's so ugly. What, like, she drew, the anime that she drew, and it was like, no, it's amazing, and she thinks it's a lie. No, it's literally way better than mine. Mine's really ugly. And I also just want to tell you guys, if you're ever scared to do something or you can't do it, believe and try it. Believe and try it. Then you'll make it. Bye.